virtually aligns with the European Union statement. When a year ago the Taliban took over Afghanistan, the Minister for Foreign Affairs in Portugal set up a dedicated email address to help Afghans in need. The reports received then were horrifying. A woman judge whose car had been bombed, a woman journalist, a human rights defender walked for days towards the border, afraid that her voice would be forever silenced. A year has passed and it is clear that these fears were not misplaced. The Taliban have not kept their promises. Among other major problems, girls have been banned from school and women are not allowed to leave their homes without justifying it. As Special Rapporteur Richard Bennett pointed out, the situation of women and girls in Afghanistan is now the worst in the world. Portugal calls on the Afghan de facto authorities to respect, protect and fulfill the human rights of all women and girls, including their right to education. This is not a matter of choice. It is an obligation under international human rights law. We encourage this Council to keep monitoring the situation, to support the mandate of the Special Rapporteur, as well as the work and efforts carried out by the High Commissioner and by UNAMA. The international community cannot leave Afghan civil society behind. In the meantime, Portugal will continue to ensure that the more than 400 women and girls who took refuge in our country feel safe, protected, and they have all their human rights respected. Thank you.